A portrait of the late Senator Ted Stevens unveiled Friday evening will hang on the second floor of the Alaska State Capitol between the House and Senate chambers. Stevens' widow, Catherine, stood next to an easel draped in red velvet as the painting was revealed.
One, two, three.
So he's keeping a sharp eye out. He has something to say. And I think, you know, Ted always had his pocket square and his Senate pin, so I think you captured his spirit very well.
Before the unveiling, an overflow crowd packed an exhibit room in the Alaska State Museum as Governor Sean Parnell, House and Senate leaders, artist Dean Larson, and Catherine Stevens spoke about Ted Stevens' ardent love for the state and his 40 years representing Alaska in the U.S. Senate. Stevens was first elected to political office representing Anchorage in the state House from 1965 through 1968.
The Stevens family wants to thank you for bringing him home to the state.
Artist Dean Larson is the son of the late Representative Ron Larson of Palmer and was an intern in Stevens' U.S. Senate office. He said he used multiple photos of Stevens to create the portrait, which is set in the U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee room. Stevens served many years as a member of that committee, and Catherine Stevens said it was his favorite room in the U.S. Capitol. Larson also studied under Alaska artist Fred Makatans, who painted the portrait of Alaska's first U.S. Senator, Ernest Greening. The Greening portrait hangs on the second floor of the state capitol.